This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
I don't know how many years he has left. He wants a championship, certainly deserves a championship, got close last year, and now heads to Baltimore to go chase that ring. It is a pretty cool signing for the Baltimore Ravens. This is something they have been after. DeAndre Hopkins now lands in Baltimore.
I love Lamar Jackson. I was watching Lamar when he played Clemson, and I was like, who is this kid? So I've been a fan of Lamar for a long time. I would be lying to sit here and say, you know, it wouldn't be an honor one day, you know, if my career allows me to play that long, to play with a great guy and a great quarterback like Lamar.
Well, as luck would have it for you, DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, that was 2 years ago. The I Am Athlete podcast talking about a possible opportunity to play with the two-time most valuable player, Lamar Jackson. And he'd love it. Well, DeAndre Hopkins, based on what's happened over the last 24 hours, you're going to get that very opportunity as you're coming to Baltimore. It was Adam Schefter as well breaking the news. NFL insiders on NFL Network that he's coming here. 1 year deal could be worth up to $6 million. And we knew and we've discussed that the Ravens are going to need another receiver, someone that's going to be third behind Flowers and Bateman. And ahead of Wallace, assuming they resign him. And, of course, Tez Walker here. And here he comes, a guy, three-time Pro Bowler, played in the Super Bowl last year, had his moments for Kansas City. What are they getting, the Ravens, with this version of DeAndre Hopkins? And as we all know, people like big, fancy names. And from a receiver standpoint, he's a fancy name. As a matter of fact, Nolan, you get in here on this one if you want. Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, Woman Crush Wednesday. 2 years ago, wasn't that one of the demands that Lamar Jackson was making in regards to his contract renegotiation with the Ravens, that he wants a big fancy name that turned out to be Odell Beckham Jr.? DeAndre Hopkins was certainly part of the equation. They both played in the ACC, Lamar Louisville, Hopkins at Clemson. Here he comes. Question is he going to be in 2025 an upgrade over Aguilar, who he's essentially replacing? Can he duplicate what Beckham did in 23? Or is there even more upside to those two scenarios here?
He's going to be 33 June 6th. Last year he had 437 yards. Bob, over the last 4 years, like in 22, he played 9 games, 23, 17, and that was with Will Levis, 24, 6 games in Tennessee, and this past year, 10 games. So just need to get, and with him being third receiver and stuff, I'm guessing, you know, hopefully he can play. all 17 games. I think it's an upgrade. I liked it as soon as I saw it. I said, yes, good job, Eric. And I think, you know, because you got Zay, you got Bate, and then you got him, you got your tight ends, you know, and, you know, whatever you're going to do with Keaton Mitchell, too. You got a lot of people that can catch the football. And the thing with Hopkins is he's super smart. And he'll be able to find, you know, and if you're the slot guy, a lot of you got to find the holes in the zone. You know, it's not like Travis Kelce, like nowadays, you know, he doesn't run that great. You just smart as can be and knows how to get open. And that's what Hopkins will be at 33 years old. You know, you got Bateman who can go deep and, you know, you got, you know, your tight ends to clear things out. I love it. I think it's better than Aguilar. I trust him a lot more. He's got a lot more credentials and a lot more catches over the years. He's got almost 13,000 yards over his career. I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's a great signing. And I think the next thing, Bob, is to get the similar type guy at corner that they just got at receiver.
What do you think, Nolan McGraw, last year for Hopkins, two teams, 56 catches, 6'10", 5 touchdowns, 4 of those TDs with the Kansas City Chiefs. If he duplicates that for Baltimore, I'm guessing we're thumbs up,
yeah,
right?
For a third wide receiver,
no doubt,
on a team that has 2 pass-catching tight end options, I think that'd be great.
And a running back that, you know, with Justice Hill, who had almost 500 yak yards.
So when you're looking for a number 3 wide receiver like we knew the Ravens were, I go 2 directions with it. You want a guy that has a skill set that is different than what you already have in-house. I think you got that here with Hopkins. You also want a guy who's going to be okay with being the number 3 wide receiver. And he's accomplished more than, say, Flowers and Rashad Bateman. He's reached great heights in this league. But at this point in his career, he's not that guy anymore. Is he okay with it? All indications are, with what he did with Kansas City last year, he is okay with it. He didn't have monster stats with Kansas City, playing with a great quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. He was almost non-existent in the playoffs, but not once did I hear any headlines or stories about him complaining. You know, he was just seemed to be in it for the opportunity for a ring. So I think it's a natural fit.
In it to win it, as they say. He was a Deontay Johnson whining about lack of opportunities in both Baltimore and Houston. Here's a guy that was on 2 playoff teams and got released by both of them because he was bitching and complaining, worrying about his instead of worrying about the team. Now, I'm guessing Cooper Kupp, if that was even going to be a consideration, that's done.
Yeah.
So are they done, Ravens, depending on what they do in the draft with 11 picks now officially confirmed? We done a wide receiver here?
Yes.
Everything's all settled down?
Well, I think Wallace will be back, Bob. I think they'll re-sign Wallace for cheap. Yeah. But, Bob, you know, looking at it, you know, you figure you said, all right, Hopkins, what'd you say you had yards, 700?
610.
All right. I mean, Zay had 1,059 on 116 targets. Bateman had 756 on 72 targets. So, I guess we're saying that Zay stay the same if he would duplicate that.
Yeah.
And we're saying Bateman trend up to, you know, 900 yards is what we would like. Or, you know, stay. He had 9 touchdowns. He had 756 yards. You know, and then you got Mark Andrews with 673, likely with 477, and Justice Hill with 383. Aguilar had 231. So he would have 3 times as much. I don't know. You know, I'm guessing maybe with Hopkins, with all of those guys, because we think Likely's going to trend up. Bateman's going to trend up. And if D-Hop gets 500 yards, that may be the ticket.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.